Hello.
Hey, good evening. This is Joseph. I'm calling with National Opinion Survey. How you doing?
Good.
Wonderful, wonderful. Reason for the call is because we're conducting an opinion survey. I'd like to ask you just a few questions about issues facing your community as well as the nation. Can you help me with this real quick?
Yeah, I want to just quick.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I hear you, man. I hear you. Now, I know it's still a long way off. What are the chances of your vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50? Probably will not vote?
Well, I'm going to vote.
Definitely or probably?
Yeah. Oh, no. Definitely vote.
Okay. And if you don't mind me asking, what is your age?
73.
Okay. And just to make sure we're representing everybody, may I please ask you your race, white, African-American, black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, mix?
White.
Okay. And rate your level of motivation for voting next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means not at all motivated to vote next year and 10 means extremely motivated to vote. Which
five.
One? What?
Five right
five?
Now.
Okay. Okay. And regardless how you previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Okay. And thinking about the direction the country's headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, just satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country's headed?
I'm dissatisfied.
Okay. And
you know,
which of the following issues are... Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. And which of the following issues are most important to you next year's congressional elections? Respecting democracy and freedom, climate change, environment issues, standing up and fighting racial discrimination, immigration, border security, criminal justice reform to stop racial profiling and hold bad cops accountable, health care costs, improving K-12 public school education, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, crime and violence, inflation in the economy, lowering taxes, shrinking size of government, gun regulation reform. Which of those two would you say?
Which one of those?
Yeah, select two.
Yeah. Border control.
Okay.
Yeah, and. Economics.
Okay. Inflation and the economy.
Yep. Inflation. Yep.
Okay. Wonderful. And do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
I'm not too happy with it.
Somewhat disapprove or strongly?
Just somewhat disapprove.
Okay. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in this country getting worse? Getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Okay. And thinking about the race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I think it's just staying the same right now.
Okay. And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Where I am, not at all.
Okay. And how often would you say you experience discrimination based on your sexuality, identity, or preference in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not at all, not often, not at all?
Not often.
Not often, okay. And how concerned are you about the rights and freedom taken away or rolled back in this country? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all? Concerned?
I'm very concerned.
Okay. I'd like to rate your feelings towards people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means very warm, favorable towards them. 0 means very cold, unfavorable. 50 means not particularly warm or cold. You can use any number from 0 to 100. If you don't have no opinion, let me know. If you don't know them, let me know.
I don't have
okay.
any opinion on that right now.
All right. Donald Trump, what would you give him from 0 to 100?
50.
Okay. Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
Probably 75.
Okay. Ron DeSantis?
50.
Okay. Joe Biden?
Joe Biden? 10?
Yeah. Okay. How about the leadership conference of human rights, human and civil rights?
What about the conference?
Well, what would you rate them from 0 to 100?
Oh,
40.
Okay. How about the Democratic Party?
30.
Okay. How about Kamala Harris?
I don't know, 30.
Okay. How about the NAACP?
60.
Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election of president were held today and the candidates were independent, Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Cornel West, Joe Biden, or Donald Trump?
Probably Cornel West.
Okay. And how worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, not worried at all?
Somewhat worried.
Okay. And I'd like to read some statements about different issues in America. For each one, tell me whether you agree or disagree. Artificial intelligence is a threat to jobs we can't afford right now.
Yeah, I'm not into that at all.
Okay, strongly disagree then?
Yeah.
Okay, how about racism against black people is a big problem in today's society?
I don't think that's as big as everybody makes it to be.
So you strongly agree or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. How about reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society?
Somewhat.
Okay. Somewhat disagree, right?
Yep.
Or agree. Okay. Abortion access should be legally protected right in this country.
I somewhat agree.
Okay. How about the government must do more than must more the government must do more to protect civil and human rights of black Americans?
I disagree.
Somewhat strongly?
Yeah, somewhat disagree.
Okay. America's diversity makes it stronger.
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. And the government should do more to lessen income inequality in society.
No, I disagree.
Somewhat strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay. And I'm going to read two statements some people have made about our country. Tell me which ones you agree with the most. Statement A says, some people say America's strength is rooted in tradition values of founders and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than reuniting with us in our solutions today. Diversity should not be consideration for jobs or admission to college. Our government should treat us as individuals and allow us the freedom to make our own choices. Statement B says, other people say America's strength is in diversity. Others in the nation, they're defined by other different people who have come together and put the truth into the idol that we the people can accomplish anything together. But we cannot continue America's greatness and diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity to all our citizens. So that they might contribute to the strength of America. What are two statements you agree with the most?
B.
B. Much more or somewhat more?
More.
Much more? Okay.
Yep.
Okay. And just want to read the list of things that people say are important in our democracy to survive. Please rate this. Each uses a scale from 0 to 10. 10 being extremely important, 5 is somewhat important, 0 not important at all. The right to bear arms.
Somewhat.
Would you say 4 to 10? 5? Okay. A commitment to Christian idols.
A commitment for what?
A commitment to Christian idols.
2.
Okay. Police that treat everyone the same.
8.
Okay. Immigration to this country.
Immigration?
Yeah, immigration to this country.
8.
Okay. Ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting.
8.
Freedom to protest the police and government.
6.
Okay. And equal economic opportunities for all.
8.
Okay. And I want to read some statements people have made to how we can make improvements in the countries. Give me the, please rate the from scale from 0 to 10. 10 meaning strongly agree with the statement. 5, somewhat agree with the statement. 0, you don't agree at all with the statement. You can use anywhere from 0 to 10. First statement says, America's democratic institutions have become under a severe attack in the last few years. Each, our voting rights have been challenged in some states, while others own, while your own rights may be not at risk yet. It's a slippery slope, and we cannot, if we don't do anything, stand up now, eventually lose. All of us will have less freedom, less power to change things than our parents.
10.
Okay. Every child in America should have what prepares them to a better future, but sadly, this is not the case in many low-income minority students. We must remove barriers so that our students feel safe, have resources, can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind.
7.
7?
Yep.
Okay. And sometimes over the course of the survey, people, over the course of the survey, people's opinions changed. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10. 10, 0 meaning you're not motivated at all to vote next year. 10 means you're extremely voted to vote. Which one you may use with 0 to 10?
6.
Okay. And which of these issues that we discussed today do you feel was most responsible for the change of motivation?
The voting. And for economy.
And the economical issues?
Yep.
Okay. All right. And just switching gears, last questions are statistical purposes only. What was the last year of schooling you completed? First to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college vocational, college graduate,
high school,
bachelor's,
high school.
High school. Okay. Are you married, unmarried, and with partners, single, separate, divorced, widowed?
Divorced.
Okay. And are do you have any children 18 of age or younger living in your household?
Nope.
Okay. Thinking about your approach in political issues, do you describe yourself as conservative? What's conservative? Moderate, somewhat liberal, very liberal?
Conservative.
Somewhat or very?
Very.
Okay. How often do you attend church or religious service? Twice a week or more? Every week or once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
No, hardly ever.
Hardly ever. Okay. How do you describe the area you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Urban.
Okay. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation. I'm sorry to catch you up on your dinner right now.
Okay.
Appreciate that, man. Have a great one. Take care. Have a great week.
Bye-bye.